Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to welcome Congressman Chris Smith. This is 4th New Jersey, and he's here to begin the conversation about what just happened, the anti-Semitism in the New York area. Congressman Chris, a very good evening to you. You have a presentation on your congressional website of a day of action against anti-Semitism. Can you help us understand how this happened and what we can do about it? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening to you, John and Malcolm. Great to be on with you. It's really a privilege. Yeah, today was a day of action against anti-Semitism. The Orthodox Union, ADL, AJC, Jewish Federations of Hadassah, and Hadassah have all come together to really put out an appeal that all lawmakers, whether it be Congress or at any other level, and the people take seriously this horrible rising tide of anti-Semitic hate that is manifesting all over the United States and all over the world. As I pointed out in my comments today, John and Malcolm, you know, I've chaired 15 congressional hearings. Two of them, Natan Sharansky was our star witness, and he is one of the greatest men who ever lived and lives. But he always pointed out that very often under cover of being against a policy of Israel really lurks the dark shadow of anti-Semitism. And he gave us the 3 Ds, demonization, double standard, and delegitimization, as a way of recognizing that this isn't what it appears to be. This is all about hurting and slandering Jewish people as well as the state of Israel. So, I raised that very strongly in my comments today.
Malcolm, you co-chaired the House Bipartisan Task Force for Combating Anti-Semitism. How have they responded? What do you see actions being taken in Congress to address this wave of anti-Semitic hatred as they address the anti-Asian American hatred so correctly and boldly?
Well, I couldn't agree more that wherever there is hatred based on like being somebody from the Asian part of the world or whatever, or African-Americans or anyone, there needs to be a profound response to it. And unfortunately, even though the FBI chronicles year in and year out, 50 to 60% last in 2019, it was 60% of all hate crimes attributable to religion was against Jewish people, even though Jewish people make up less than 2% of our population in the United States. So absolutely disproportionate. And it is unfortunately getting worse. And we're seeing it every day in our cities and all over, in New Jersey, New York City, you name it. It's all getting far worse. And at a time when there's fewer police, particularly in our bigger cities, after they've been so demonized by the hard left, which I find outrageous. So we have a situation where we need to be getting the Justice Department and all of the attorneys general prosecutors throughout the country, and of course law enforcement, and above all the people, to say zero tolerance on hating Jewish people, zero tolerance. And all of our faiths, I happen to be Catholic, but people of other faith persuasions need to weigh in very, very effectively and aggressively to mitigate this hate.
Chris, where were you when you heard that there were rockets, missiles launched at Jerusalem? Can you recover your thoughts, Congressman?
Sure. I was with my wife, I heard it as it broke as a story. Frankly, my first thought was, here they go again. Hamas, which is a horrific terrorist organization, was firing, just like the Nazis sent V2 missiles into London. And I think the analogy is very, I mean, whoever they hit, whoever they kill, they couldn't care less, long as it kills Israelis. And here it is happening again. And then to realize that both the Hamas and Hezbollah both possess thousands, hundreds of thousands, when you add it all up, of missiles, it really puts the Israeli citizens at grave risk. And thank God for Iron Dome and some of the other anti-missile defenses that we, working with the Israelis, have deployed there. Without that, the loss of life would have been off the charts. So it's and it was not for want of trying, though. And Hamas needs to be, by all people of goodwill, called what it is, an outrageous terrorist organization. We all know, and I know you know, the Taylor Force Act made clear that just like when the mafia pays a hitman to take out people, they're paid to slay scheme where they reward suicide bombers and their families. Well, unfortunately, what the president is doing, Biden, in resuming aid to Hamas and to the PLA, violates our law, the Taylor Force Act.
Often the message that Iran is behind all of this, providing support, financing the weapons, upgrading the weapons, is lost. Do you think your colleagues understand this? And when they were talking now in the backdrop of the negotiations in Vienna, that the larger threat that Iran poses already in conventional weapons to undermining regimes, and what would be augmented if they get nuclear capacity?
Well, you know, I couldn't have been more disappointed with the current administration wanting to resume the Iranian deal, the nuclear deal, which is egregiously flawed from the beginning. We held, and I was very much a part of a number of hearings and briefings about how the wording, even ballistic missiles, were left out of the agreement. What do you think you're building ballistic missiles for? Not to put TNT on the top, but to put weapons of mass destruction. And of course, what do they write on those? Those tests that they fire on ballistic missiles, death to Israel and death to America. And so I think we're naive beyond words to think somehow the Iranian leadership has any other goal but to wipe Israel off the face of the earth and to kill Americans as well. That's why the sanctions, which were taking a huge bite, unfortunately, in my opinion, the Obama administration acted too soon to try to craft a deal. They worked too hard to say, please sign, please sign, please sign. They left human rights on the side, and I held a few hearings myself on human rights cases, including Americans who are being held by the Iranians. If they can't respect fundamental human rights, do you think they're going to respect a deal that they see in their own interest of creating a nuclear bomb? And frankly, you know, the IAEA, you know, I'm sure they're good people, but I don't have a whole lot of confidence in their ability to really have access in an unfettered way to ensure compliance. So just, you know, it puts us, but above all, puts Israel more at risk than ever to resume. And all the money, you know, the money from sanctions relief, the just under $2 billion that was flown over in smaller bills. Where do you think that money goes? We all know. You know better than anybody. It goes to terrorist operations, and it goes to – it doesn't go to humanitarian aid in Iran. That is for darn sure. And we got to realize the nature of this threat. And we continue in other countries too, with China, Xi Jinping, with Putin. There's just – you know, there's this lack of understanding of the evil of the day – are manifesting against their own people, and then they want to obviously export it to everyone else. But Iran is the worst terrorist state in the world. There are other states that are committing more egregious human rights abuses, like North Korea and China. But in terms of terrorism, Iran takes the cake.
Oh, Congressman, we just have a minute. Do you expect a nuclear arms race in the Gulf?
It's a great question, John. I think it's a very distinct possibility. Out of a sense of self-defense on the part of some of the other more moderate Arab states who themselves are threatened by Iran, but nobody is threatened more than the Israelis. And that is why we have to always maintain the qualitative military edge. I think we have to ensure that the payments don't go to the PLA until they are in full compliance with the Taylor Force Act. And we got to continue our strong and robust support of the only democracy in that part of the world with whom we have great cultural and religious and friendship bonds. I mean, the Israelis do it by the book. They have due process, independent courts, and vibrant opposition in the Knesset. They have it all. Unfortunately, you look a little bit, over your shoulder, and what do you see? A terrorist organization that fires bombs at, or missiles, I should say, at innocent civilians. I mean, again, I can't say it enough. That is just like the buzz bombs and the V2 bombs hitting London during World War II.
Congressman,
whoever they killed, they couldn't care less.
Congressman Chris Smith, 4th New Jersey, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.